Hi everyone. I just wanted to share something that happened this evening, and I know that it's Bezchus the Shir, so I just wanted to thank everyone for the opportunity for us to grow together. The thing that we spoke about today was Onas Dvarim, which is verbal abuse, and the things that we spoke about is to be very careful how we speak to somebody and to make sure that we don't put them down, we don't talk negatively, that hurt people will hurt people verbally. And I was at a simcha tonight, and it hit me that I had an opportunity to go over to somebody and to say good words and to praise the chassan and to praise the father-in-law and to praise the family. And it was very crowded, and I didn't know the person, and of course I was hesitant because the Yetzirah goes to work, and it's like, I have to tell him, he might not hear me, it's busy, what's the big deal, I'm adding something, it's not like I have to say something. But then it hit me, part of Onas Dvarim is going the other way, is learning how to praise and learning how to step out of our comfort zone to say beautiful things to people and to compliment when you leave, right? When a person's in a restaurant and the food's not good, so we complain, or you might tell the waiter, or you might tell your friend. But when a person goes to a pizza shop and the food is good, or the hamburger is good, or the wherever you go, so you go over to the chef, you go over to the whoever it is. And of course that's not something that is natural. For some people it is, but I don't want to thank the person. I paid for it, I did whatever I did, but when we learn that the tikkun, the way to fix verbal abuse, is not just not to hurt someone, that of course is the beginning, but it's to learn to say positive, it's to learn to get out of our comfort zone to say good morning, to say have a good day, to say I like your tie, I like your suit, I like your outfit, I like your whatever it is, to be positive in our words, I think is also very, very important. So I just want to thank everyone for the shir. And I'm not just saying that to sound cute. I really mean it, because when we talk about these things and we learn these things together, so it brings an awareness and it brings a and I really don't think that I would have gone over to the person to introduce myself and to actively do verbal, I don't know what the opposite of verbal abuse, verbal pleasure. I don't know. Someone will have to look up what the opposite of the abuse is. The verbal something, beautiful talk to another person, pleasant talk to another person, healing, verbal healing, we'll call it, to heal someone and to make them feel good. We should all be zoicha to talk good talk to each other, and we'll be zoicha mir Hashem through that to the Gula Shlema. Thank you for listening.